Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tom Spencer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Pryor covering, for the out. Verizer moves to second. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. Diaz moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade, who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Pryor goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Squires reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Pryor scores. Garr goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 0 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Freisleben now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Colburn hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Bob Molinaro now playing right field. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Bell moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. Bell moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pryor moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. Dade hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Bell moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Sid Monge now pitching. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kuiper fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer strikes out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carbo moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Carbo scores. Pruitt scores. Date moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. Horace Speed pinch runs for Bo Diaz. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Molinaro. Norris reaches second base with a double. Dade scores. Speed moves to third. It's 8-5, White Sox. Duane Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Speed scores. Norris scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornton for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.